إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. إن شاء الله in our Tazkiya series today I want to remind myself and you about the importance of not being ungrateful to Allah. Not only the importance of shukr but also consciously not being not showing ingratitude, not showing not being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a one of the stories of the Sahaba where Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Al Ansari and some other Sahaba were sitting, and this is after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a young man in Medina, he came past and he stopped by this gathering and he said salam, and he said, how fortunate you people are that you saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I wish I had been born earlier that I would also have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Darda al-Ansari radhiyallahu anhu called him and he said, do not be ungrateful to Allah for what Allah has given you, because in our generation was also Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. So even though to wish to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hardly, it's not a problem, it's nothing wrong with that, but even that, the nasiha that is being given by the people who learnt Islam at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has given. Don't wish for something which he did not give, because we do not know what khair there is in what Allah has given. And if Allah had given us what we had wished for, we do not know what would have come with it. Because as in this particular case, it was not enough only to be born during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there were people who were born in his time and who did not believe in him, and who died on kufr. So therefore, the importance of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, as we know from the ayat of Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa in shakartum la azidannakum, wa in kafartum inna azabi la shadid. Allah said, I will increase the blessing of the one who is grateful to me, and the one who is ungrateful, then let him beware of my punishment, which is severe. So gratitude is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely not complaining about the qadar of Allah, whatever it is, whether it is the smallest or the biggest thing. Very simple things, for example, I mean, it's almost, you know, a common thing in most places where we complain about food. Whatever is cooked is not to our taste, or, you know, I wanted to eat this today and that is not there, or whatever. I mean, it's almost a very common thing. We complain about food. But think about this, and I don't think this is no rocket science, but I'm sure you have heard this a million times, but seriously, the issue is not talking about this and hearing about it, but actually to reflect on it and practice it, which is that how many people are there who, for whom the food that you are eating and you are complaining about, this food, if they got, they would fall down in sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with thankfulness. Because they don't get food, period. Let alone good food or bad food, they do not get food. I have myself seen in Jeddah African ladies searching for food in the garbage bins near restaurants and so on. I have myself seen in Jeddah. I have seen people searching for food in garbage bins in New York, in Mayfair, which is one of the most, you know, wealthiest localities. And I asked a friend of mine, I said, how is it that people are in this kind of a place? Why are they searching for food in the garbage bins? He said, it's such a wealthy place. He said, because the wealthier the place, the better the garbage. Yeah? I mean, that's what jokingly he said it, but think of that. He said, the more they throw away, so the more stuff you get in that place, because, you know, people throw it away. So there are people who eat out of garbage bins because they have no choice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us food on our tables with izzat. Maybe there is a little bit more salt or less salt, or maybe, you know, you wanted to eat chicken on that day, but instead of chicken, there are vegetables, or there is a lamb, or whatever. How can we complain? How can we possibly complain? I am just giving you one example. I don't have to give you a list of examples. I think it applies to everything. Whatever our situation, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter which condition He puts us in. Whether we take it in a situation of health, whether we take it as a situation of food, or shelter, or peace, you know, Alhamdulillah, we sit here, we don't even, safety is not even something that we think about. I mean, if you seriously think about the way we live in this country, Alhamdulillah, you know, except for some occasional thing where some, you know, some external turmoil might be in the offing, but other than that, on a normal day-to-day basis, safety is not even something that we think about. You know, it's taken for granted. Taken for granted. Yeah, you will be safe. I mean, what's going to happen to you? But there are people, and there are countries or people who are just like us, who may have more wealth than us, and so on, but for whom safety is a daily, minute by minute, breath by breath concern. There's not a moment passes where they are not thinking about actual physical safety. I mean, will somebody kill me? Will somebody kill my children? Will somebody kill my wife or my husband? These are actual realities of those people, of their lives. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us safe. So now, because even though we have safety, maybe we have got a few mosquitoes, we got a couple of flies. I mean, that's something to complain about. Think about it. I mean, seriously, we have to think. This business of being in this ingratitude is something which is so bad and so widespread among the Muslims constantly, and it's very important to inculcate this in children from the earliest age. Because this whining and groaning and moaning the whole time, the children are going, chee, 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 you know, always whining. There's always a complaining tone in the voice when they speak. This is not working, that gadget is not working, something is not, just all whining, whining, whining. This is very, very bad. It's something to be inculcated in children from the earliest childhood. And of course, children see with their, you know, children hear with their eyes. So they will do what they see you do. So therefore, we should practice thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inculcate it in the children from the beginning. And believe me, when this happens, inshallah, this is a good thing for them throughout their lives. This is the secret of good marriages, for example, is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has given us, not complaining. Because one of the biggest reasons for marriages breaking up is this whole whining and groaning and moaning and complaining business. I don't like this about my wife, I don't like this about my husband. What about all the stuff you like? We take it for granted. That's has to happen. But one thing the man does is an issue. One thing the woman does is an issue. And all because of this lack of gratitude. If we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me whatever He gave me. I am grateful to Allah. You know, whatever else may have come with the package, it's okay. What's the big deal? Imagine all the good that came with it. So that's why I think I want to remind myself and you, let us inculcate this habit, talk to people, your friends and so on and so forth. And anytime you find somebody complaining, stop them and explain to them. Show them all the good that is there in their lives. And say, on the one hand is all of this good, and on the other hand is this small thing. What are you talking about? So let us do this, inshallah, and spread the word. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.